Hello, 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 everybody. I'm Katie Knight, and welcome back to my podcast, Can You Put Me on Guest List? Hope everybody is well, everybody is good, and that if you are going to ADE next week, that you're all planned, you're ready to go, you've got a schedule in place. I mean, I'm saying that, it never actually goes to plan, does it? Well, mine never does anyway. Every single year, I'm like, okay, this is what's going to happen on Wednesday. This is what's going to happen on Thursday. And it probably starts off well, but it just never ends up being that way. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. ADE is my favorite time of the year, which is why I was really excited about this next podcast with ADE directors Mindert Kennis and Jan Willem van de Ven. ADE 2023 has so much to offer, from the Drum Code success journey with Adam Beyer, Don Diablo's perspective on sustaining unique human creativity amidst AI's advancement, JDG's crucial take on the artist's role in climate action, insights from Dimitri Vegas on becoming a global sensation on TikTok. That's just a tiny, tiny bit. There's loads happening. So many panels, so many parties, so many opportunities to learn and to create, to network. It's so exciting to see so many things happening over such a short period of time. And the best thing is getting the whole industry together. Such a buzz on the streets of Amsterdam. So, as I said, favorite time of the year, and I'm really, really looking forward to it. So this chat today in this podcast, is all about the highlights and what they think the hot topics will be this year, how the conference has grown since it began in 1996, their personal favorite parts of the conference, tips if it's your first time at ADE, and of course, a really, really important part, the weather in Amsterdam over the next few days. Because it is an important part. We all need to know what it's going to be like. We're taking up brollies, are we not? I think you should, just in case. I hope you enjoy this chat and it gives you a little bit more insight on what's happening this year. And most of all, I hope to see you there. If you are listening to this podcast and you would prefer to watch it, then you can do over on Spotify and also on YouTube. And I wish you all a happy ADE. This is Can You Put Me On Guest List? Enjoy. How are you both? How are you getting on after 6 days before ADE kicks off?
Yeah, it's we're doing good. It's thrilling. It's always a weird combination of silence before the storm and a lot of work at the same time. So that's it's always a little bit of a bit of a mixed bag.
Yeah, all the teams are working really hard, and it's out of our hands, and we only have to do like last minute things. So it's
podcasts and stuff.
Exactly. So, that's how it works. Yeah, indeed.
Is the city buzzing? Yeah. Can you feel it in the air?
Yeah, well, that's a good question, because I was that was on Monday, so we had an evening for an introduction of all the students that will be helping us out during ADE, and then I don't live in the center myself, so I went into the center and I was too early. And I walked a block around the canals, and then you see all the restaurants have their ADE menus, and there's lineups on almost every building, and that really gives you that ADE feeling. And now that it's getting, I'm wearing my hat right now, or my beanie, and it's already getting, since today, it's really, the weather is really becoming ADE style, so it's getting a little bit colder, and that combination is, gives me the shivers.
Yeah, yeah. I was having lunch on Friday somewhere, and I saw this public transport passing by. It's a tram, and I knew we had an ADE tram, obviously, but I didn't see it in real life, and it was just passing by in like a few meters. And I was like, okay, now ADE is coming up, because the yellow and black tram is just
it looks amazing. I saw somebody share it on LinkedIn, actually, a picture of that, and it looks so good.
Yeah, it's always whenever you see these kind of things in the city, you know, okay, this is there's getting buzzing indeed. Yeah,
yeah, and you then all of a sudden you realize that you're actually doing something, because we work all year, like hypothetically, so to speak. You know, so you're always thinking about it's like swimming in, on the dry. And now that you finally see it, it's really nice.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned the weather as well, because that is like a really big thing for me, especially because I live in Spain and we've had a really, really long summer. And one thing that really excites me about ADE is actually getting my jacket out and warm clothes and being walking around the street and just feeling like, you know, wrapped up. It does. It's that ADE weather, as you said, it is actually a thing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
nice. So, so much is happening over the next couple of weeks. What is the most difficult part of putting together one of the world's or the world's biggest music conference?
Because it's so many things, that's exactly the most difficult part, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's because we have the conferences, obviously, the pro conference and the lab conference, and then you have the festival, which is more, it's over 1,000 events going on, and all of those events have a promoter and they have an organizer, and then we have our arts and culture program, which is the cross-cultural program that we have, and on top of that, we have the ADE, the Partner and Friends program, which is basically anyone apart from a conference or an event at night that want to do something with ADE. So for instance, if you're like, if you're the baker on the corner and want to sell ADE buns, for instance, or if you have a special taxi ADE thing, there's so much going on. There's padel tournaments, golf tournaments, and all those things need to be managed. So that's the most difficult part. So it's so many things for so many people, for so many different reasons, to get all that together and to get everyone aligned, that's probably the hardest part, I guess.
Yeah. I guess it's nice to see like all of the city get involved as well. It's not just like someone comes along and does a conference. Like everybody seems to get involved when you get to Amsterdam. Like wherever you go, there's something AD related.
Yes, and that's the cool thing about it. But also the most challenging thing, because all those people also expect something, you know, from that momentum, from us, from the people in the city, etc. So it can be a challenge, but unfortunately, everybody's doing it really in a positive vibe. So that's good.
So AD started in 1996 as a 3-day conference attended by 300 delegates with just 30 DJs performing over 3 venues. In 2023. There are 2,500 artists, 600 speakers, and almost over 200 venues. What number do you expect of attendees this year, and which are the top 5 countries that people travel from?
Well, the attendees is always kind of a guess because, as you know, obviously you did your homework because the numbers you just said, I didn't even know them, to be honest. But the events themselves are not organized by us, so we can't really look in their schedule of how many people are there. But we also already always make like an estimate guess, and I think it's about 500,000 people coming to Amsterdam overall.
Wow.
Or ADE, and the countries we don't know yet. We always crunch the data afterwards because it's such an ongoing process, and then we need to get the data from other people, etc., etc. So that's a lot of work. So we don't have a clue about where they're coming from at this moment, only from little parts of the people that are coming.
Yeah, that actually leads me into my next question, because last year I moderated a panel on the growth of the dance music scene in the Middle East and North African region. This year I'm also moderating a similar panel called Middle East, the Rapid Growth of Dance Music Opportunities. Yeah. Are you seeing that there are more people coming from parts of the world that didn't come before, for example, the MENA region to ADE?
Well, that's like I said, we usually do that crunching afterwards because it's dependent not only on the visitors and where they come from, but also on the type of music that's being played. You know, the last few years, a lot of African music was really really became a thing, and it's also kind of the something that you can't touch. That's like what's going on, you know, and that you really need a lot of data and a lot of interviews and surveys to see. Okay, this is kind of what we were at ADE, but it's really too early to tell now.
What is your favorite part personally of ADE, both each one of you? What do you most look forward to? The end?
Oh, that's actually a good question. For me, it's that feeling, just walking around the canals and see people everywhere participating on ADE, whether it's dancing, whether it's networking, whether they have like a drinks organized somewhere, or where they have a padel tournament or anything, all those crazy stuff. But we also do, for instance, there is a party at an elderly place for the elderly people, and so everybody.
Oh, nice.
There's events for homeless people, and to just experience that, I think that's the main, that's the best part of ADE.
Nice.
For me, at least.
He gives really good answers, right?
Very good answers. Really good. You're good at podcasts.
He's doing this more often. Okay, I'm really looking forward. So in our conference program, you see more focus on the tech side of the music industry, and I'm really looking forward how that rolls out and how everybody is receiving these kind of panels. So I'm curious how that will be. And on a consumer side of ADE, I am really looking forward to a few of our cross-cultural events, such as our own opening event at the Rijksmuseum. Under the Rijksmuseum, together with them, we're going to have this amazing moment of audiovisual installation, and that's one of these focuses we have. Instead of just throwing a bunch of festivals and clubs, we're also like, you know, how can we be innovative and push talent forward, accelerate several cultural several cultural activities and push the individual artists as well. So it's going to be I'm really looking forward to that one too.
So obviously, as you've been mentioned from this last conversation, ADE has so much to offer, and every single year has more and more to offer. The focus of the conference is digital innovation, connecting industry captains with startups and sharing knowledge on the challenges that the sector faces, such as sustainability, safety, accessibility. After last year's conference, what are the biggest and most positive changes that you have seen in our industry that were hot topics during AD 2022? And how do you feel that the conference has contributed to those changes?
Well, that's a good question. Well, I think the most apparent one, obviously, is the sustainability part. ADE Green has been a part of ADE for a very long time. And, you know, things are really done there. And of course, you know, being in regards to sustainability, there's always better ways to do it, more steps to take. But I really believe that the whole industry every year takes a step forward, and that ADE Green plays a part in that.
Yeah. Yeah, and we last year we already had more focus on tech. And what you see there is that it's... we already had AI in our program, and that was one development which we are taking a step further as well. And it's becoming more and more logical to include it in our conference as well. So that's going to be this year even bigger, and that has to be, because that's what innovation is about.
Yeah, and also let's not forget we come out of a COVID. And we tend to forget it. Like last year, we had a regular event, and this year it's like like COVID never happened. But you know, I think one of the most positive things about the past 2 years of ADE is that the industry is there, the people are there, and the artists are there. So it's let's not forget about, you know, and hopefully we played our part in that as well, to reconnect everyone after that, and to make sure. We could help the whole industry with everybody involved forward.
I think last year was so, so special, just seeing everyone back again and being able to reconnect in person. Like, it was really special last year. I mean, I'm a huge lover of ADE. It's my highlight of the year every year. But especially last year, there was, as you said, it was just a very special time, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And the one before that as well. There was no conference, but we had that last minute curfew live event festival, which was in between two lockdowns, and that was big explosion of freedom and expression, and that was amazing as well on its own.
What do you think will be some of this year's hottest topics at the conference?
Well, that depends on how many people attend this the specific topics. But we believe if we come from media attention, it's the AI part, obviously, because it's a big topic over the whole year. And I think the most interesting thing is that we approached it from different angles. So first, like really hands-on. So for instance, what does it mean for a booking system to have AI plugins, etc., but also more from a how can I discover artists online. But I think the most interesting one is that we have a panel on man versus machine, where a group of scientists have they made a how do you say it? They did a big onderzoek,
research.
Big research about a hypothesis that they said, and that they can with the use of AI and neural functions, etc., like really complicated stuff probably, that they can predict hits if they're already written, and they can predict if that particular track will be a hit, and they can predict it with a 97% accuracy.
Wow.
So if that
that's
would
nuts.
Yeah, and I have a label background, so I'm super interested in that as well.
Yeah, that's crazy. How do you choose what topics and what panels are going to be offered? Is this something you work on all year round?
Yes, and we have different programmers, and it's also a mixed bag of trying to get what you want, but also, you know, we're a non-profit organization, so we don't have the budgets to fly in huge speakers for lots of money. So it's also it's a combination of seeing what you want and what you want to discuss, but also what other people want to discuss on our platform, because we're not here for ourselves. We're here for the whole industry as a platform to discuss, to talk about stuff and to show themselves. It's not about us. We're the umbrella, so to say. Same goes for the events, by the way. So yeah, what was your question again? I lost myself in my sentences.
The question was, how do you choose what the main topics of the panels are going to be?
So so we try to steer it in different ways and touch on the specific hot topics, wherever they are, and at the same time use the platform and invite people to use our platform to discuss stuff.
Yeah. We have a big programming team who's always there to see relevant issues and to put them on the agenda and to make sure we discuss the right topics. So it's a teamwork.
Yeah.
And within the arts and culture program, AD, you curate crossovers between electronic music and other genres. Which genres do you think we're seeing more and more present during AD over the last couple of editions?
The most obvious one is audiovisual, obviously, and dance, as in real dancing. These are the most common combination of activities during arts and culture, but there's also a lot of expositions. We always have a few opera events during ADE, which is really nice, like electronic music and opera music singing. That's always quite impressive, to be honest.
Wow.
A lot of museums are participating with special guided tours with electronic music guidance. So yeah, there's so many ways of expressing yourself with music and other forms of art. So yeah, we have a programming team on that as well. It's always so nice to cross boundaries and do cool stuff with that. So that's really an aim for us, or a focus from us to really make this even bigger than it already is.
Yeah, there's so much happening, so much. Sometimes it's so difficult to work out where you want to be and at what time and what to miss and what not to miss.
It's the same as the weather before I You can see it's the same as the weather. ADE, you know, one thing certain, the weather is bad, or it's not that bad, but it's always like a little bit chilly. And the other thing you really know is that for every event you will attend, there are like 9 or 10 others where you want to be, yeah, but you can't be attending that one. So that's always...
It's so true. What top tip would you give to people that's their very first time coming to ADE?
I think like just go with the flow. You can't see everything. Yeah. Just relax and take your time and come back next year and experience it, and make sure you're there for the full trip. Take care of yourself. Make sure you sleep enough, you drink water enough, eat enough, and be relaxed and enjoy the ride.
Yeah. Good
one. I agree. And maybe pack a small umbrella just in case you need to
bring it. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to let you... I've got two last questions and I'm going to let you go because I know you're very, very busy. So first of all, this podcast is called Can You Put Me On Guest List? So I ask all of my guests at the end, do they have a guest list rule? And I'm sure you'll ask guest list a lot over the next week or so.
We don't put anyone on the guest list.
Okay. So,
we're here for the industry and we do this for the industry, and the industry can ask us to put us on the guest list, but that's with the music industry conference. It works. That doesn't work like that. So that's an easy answer.
Perfect. Yeah. Makes total sense.
Yeah.
And finally, I play this game at the end of my podcast where it's called Pass the Question. So one question is passed from my last guest. They ask a question for the next guest without knowing who it is. Okay. Yeah. And then you guys are going to have to think of a question for the next guest. Okay. So my last guest was Indira Paganotto. She didn't know that it was you guys, but her question was...
Oh, so generic question then.
Very generic question. If you had to tattoo something across your forehead, what would it be?
I would do the ADE logo. It's the cube, right? So yeah, that's the only...
I would do the 4 stars of Vivian from The Young Ones.
Nice. Good answer. Yeah. So if you see anybody with ADE tattooed on their head with 4 stars, you know exactly who they are. If you could, what would be your question for the next guest on my podcast?
So you don't know which person it is.
Do you want me to tell you?
Okay.
It's Panpot. They're the next ones.
Oh, can you play with it? How are Panpot? Okay. That might be. I don't know.
Do you prefer to cook with a pan or with a pot?
That's the perfect. That's the one.
Okay, that's the question. They're not going to know that I told you it was them. They're going to be like, that was random.
Just tell them you had to cheat.
Yeah.
I cheat a little bit.
Force you to cheat. Just say hi to them from us.
Yeah.
I will do. Guys, thank you so much for everything that you do and all the hard work that goes into this and all of your team, because it is just, as I said before, my highlight and a lot of people's highlight in this industry and beyond. So thank you. And thank you so much for your time. And I will see you over the next few days.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye.